On August 26, Alaskans will vote on a ballot measure that would provide public funding for campaigns in Alaska. KBBI's Mike Mason reports.
Ballot measure number 3 was brought forward and successfully placed on the ballot by a group called Alaskans for Clean Elections. The group wrote 22 separate drafts of the initiative before settling on the version that will be before voters later this month. To get the issue on the ballot, the group had to collect signatures from over 33,000 registered voters in the state. The group's chairman is Tim June, who says ballot measure number 3 is the most important ballot measure since statehood.
What this does is it puts a voluntary system in place where participating candidates that can show a broad base of public support qualify for a set amount of public funding for their campaigns. And what it does is it addresses exactly what we're looking at the last 2 years with the VECO corruption. It addresses too much special interest money going into campaign contributions, and that unduly influencing the legislation that we see.
To qualify for public financing, a participating candidate is required to collect $5 from 3,000 registered voters if the candidate is seeking the office of governor. The number of $5 donations drops to $1,500 if the candidate is seeking the lieutenant governor's position, $400 for a state senate seat, and $200 for a seat in the state house. Candidates who qualify for public financing are then limited in the amount of money they can spend in the primary and general election. The amount of money that could be spent during a general election campaign ranges from $26,400 for a state house seat up to $550,000 for the general election for governor. The amount of funding for a run in the general election would range from $500,000 for a gubernatorial run down to $24,000 for a run for state house. Anchorage attorney Ken Jacobus is with the Committee to Stop Corruption, which wrote the statement in opposition that is included in the primary election pamphlet. He claims ballot measure number 3 is a bad idea for a number of reasons.
This ballot measure is called Clean Elections. It's not really clean elections. It means that the government pays for elections. It gives money directly to politicians, and that money is your money.
The state of Alaska prepared a statement of costs for the ballot measure that indicates it would cost the state nearly $12 million per election cycle. Jacobus also claims the ballot measure, if passed, would stifle free speech.
The expenditure limitations are relatively low, and in order for a candidate to beat an incumbent who has name recognition, the candidate has to spend more money in order to get the message out. This stifles this type of political expression. Finally, you know, you look at VECO as being a problem. Well, you know, VECO didn't get what it needed because of campaign contributions. VECO had to make separate bribes to people in order to get to what it wanted.
There are currently 7 states with some sort of public financing for campaigns, and ballot measure number 3 was based on the public financing laws in many of those states. Tim June with Alaskans for Clean Elections admits that there will be some costs associated with ballot measure number 3, but he says the opponents are not dealing with the entire equation related to the cost.
This system is going to cost about $9 per Alaskan. And again, this is money coming from oil taxes. And if you look at last year's budget of $14.6 billion, each citizen essentially gets about $22,500 in benefits. So of that $22,500, this system is going to cost $9 of that. So it's a percent of a percent of a percent. It's incremental.
Voters can find information related to ballot measure number 3 and the other ballot measures on the primary election ballot by going to the Alaska Division of Elections website at elections.alaska.gov. In Homer, I'm Mike Mason.